Imagine the indignation you can feel when you take your car into the shop and the mechanic says it'll have to wait. Now imagine that the car was dropped off in 1989, when a George Bush of a different vintage was president, and 13 years later, it's still not ready. That's what happened to Jennifer Bertolaitis, who all those years ago took her 1967 Dodge Charger into the mechanic shop at Osborne High School in Manassas, Virginia. She joins us now from Myersville, Maryland. Ms. Bertolaitis, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, like, who takes their car into a high school to be repaired anyway?
That's the high school that I went to, actually, and they had a program that repaired cars. So it was my husband's car, actually, and although he wasn't my husband at the time, and he took it in and dropped it off and talked with the instructor, and the instructor told my husband it would take a few years and be a class project, and so we knew it would be a few years to start with.
You weren't relying on it for transportation the next
no,
week?
No, not at all. I mean, this is a classic vehicle, and my husband was hoping to have the car repaired to a status that we could have fun with it and maybe leave it to our children type of thing. You know, it's a muscle car.
Uh-huh. Oh, muscle car, really?
Yeah.
So what needed to be done? Do you have any idea?
It needed some engine work done to it to be repaired, and it was operable when it went in. The car ran, so it just needed to be tuned up and fixed up. And the instructor at the time was very much into sort of the Chrysler Dodge product, so he was pretty excited to get the vehicle and be able to do the work.
I must point out, he couldn't have been that excited if, I mean, you've got 13 graduating classes have come and gone from that high school.
Well, my understanding is kind of what happened was is they switched to an ASC certification program.
ASC is?
I believe it's Automotive Standards of Excellence, something like that. You know, when you go into various shops, they say, you know, we are ASC certified, yada, yada, yada. In addition, the original instructor who took the car into the program has since left the school. And the new instructor, I can't blame him. I don't think he wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
You want the car back now?
Ultimately, that would be our desire, to have it back in running condition. I mean, it's in pieces. The engine is out of it. The transmission is out of it. The drive shaft is in the vehicle, I mean, in the body of the vehicle. Two tires are flat. You know, I've been trying off and on for a few years to try and get them to do something with it. And I sent them a letter a couple months ago saying, come on, can we do something here? And I got a lovely letter back from the school's attorney saying, well, no, we're not going to do anything, but we're going to start charging you $300 a month to keep your vehicle outside in an unsecure compound.
You know, if you don't mind me venturing this from the outside, Ms. Bertolaitis, The nicest part of your story is that you and your husband are still together.
Yes, well, thank you.
So the family that doesn't get their car repaired together stays together.
There you go.
Jennifer Bertolaitis is the owner of a 1967 Dodge Charger that still needs fixing. She joined us from her home in Myersville, Maryland.